we discussed the hefter in the Gemara. Gemara has a special hefter, Mishum Yusha, the Eretz Yisrael, we permit Tamir and Nachri. So the question is, Manishtana, Yusha, the Eretz Yisrael. So we discussed the Baluitur is of the opinion that Amir Lenoch is mutter b'makam mitzvah, any mitzvah in the world. Ramah quotes it and rejects it. Okay. The Ramah quotes another opinion from the Ozarua that the Hetam in the Gemara is nothing unique to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah like all the mitzvahs. There are 248 mitzvahs, I say. Living in Eretz Yisrael and buying up Eretz Yisrael is one of the many mitzvahs, fine. A mitzvah like all the mitzvahs. But the heter is that it's a shuz the shuz for makam mitzvah. Why? Because what language is that? What script is the nachi going to write in? He does no ksav ashuris. He does no ksav yamanis. He's going to write in Arabic. He's going to write in Latin letters or Chinese or Japanese letters, whatever. So minority should be minority, and rishonim feel that that's only ksivim midirabbanan. Very shvet. We explained yesterday why it's such a difficult opinion. So that's a shuz the shuz for makam mitzvah. Mir lenachri an nisa derabbanan. The makam mitzvah is mutter. So the Mishnah Brura is very upset why the Ramah even quoted this opinion, and the Aruch HaShulchan thinks that it's a printing error. He thinks that the printers put it in, that the Ramah never wrote it. So they hold that that's not the pshat. So what is the pshat? So the Gemara seems to be saying Mishnah Yishuv Eretz is all unique. Yishuv Eretz is different from all the other mitzvahs. Manish Tana. So here there's a big machlokes in the Achrayim. What does it mean Mishnah Yishuv Eretz? Does it mean because I'm buying up the land from a Nachri? That's how Rashi says. Alakech bayis mi Nachri. You're buying up the land from a Nachri. So it's Yishuv Eretz in the sense that you're being goyled the land. What if, let's say, for years in Russia, this was a situation. A Jew wants to move to Eretz Yisrael to live there. He's not going to buy up any land. He wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, and in order to get a passport, in order to go to a travel agency, to be able to go to Eretz Yisrael, travel agency is only open on Shabbos. Lahachas. So yeah. So is it permissible for the... So one could argue the point and say that it's a suffix sakana to stay in Russia under the communist. It's a suffix sakana, so you're allowed to be machal Shabbos, you're allowed to do whatever you can, whatever is necessary in order to get out of communist Russia. And many thought like that, that it was a suffix sakana. They were killing people right and left. But let's assume that this person feels he doesn't have any suffix sakana. He doesn't even foresee in the future any suffix sakana. He just wants to know, does he have a heter to stand on line with a nochri, or to send a nochri binkomo, to buy a ticket, or to take care of their passport, or the visa, whatever has to be taken care of on Shabbos. It's not really, it's not Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, it's his mitzvah of Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, Logor Eretz Yisrael. What's the heter over here in the Gemara? The Gemara is talking, the fellow lives in Eretz Yisrael. No? Alokeach bayis b'Eretz Yisrael. I live in Eretz Yisrael, but I'm buying a home from a Nachri, so that's Gulas Oretz, that Yishuv Oretz, that's one mitzvah. Or would the heter, maybe that's a bigger mitzvah, Yishuv Haaretz is a bigger mitzvah. Would you allow Amir Lenachri, even b'makam yeshivas Eretz Yisrael? I want to live in Eretz Yisrael, but I'm not going, right now, by Amir Lenachri, is not going to be goyal any of the karka from the Nachri. So that's a machlokes that this, the Rashbash and his father, I forgot about who they are, so later Achreinim, Shubas Varam, they have this machlokes. So some suggest the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the name of the Chai Yadam that if the Erev fell down on Shabbos, we are permitted to ask a Nachri to go around to do Malachas Deraisa, to go on his cherry picker and to go make knots and to drive and to do Malachas Deraisa in order to fix the Erev. What's the Heter? It's Amir Lenachri. So he says, Mishum Mitzvah Derabim. It's not really a Mitzvah Derabim, it's an Avera Derabim. That you can't notify all the people in town that the Erev is down, so for sure somebody's going to be carrying the Isser on Shabbos. So that's even though it's only an Isser de Rabbana, the Erev only helps if you assume in advance that the area is a Carmelist. If you really think that it's a Rishus Rabban Deraisa, then the Erev wouldn't help. So you're dealing only with the Carmelist, the whole Isser of carrying is only with the Rabbana. But still, the Chayodim considers that a Makam Mitzvah de Rabban, that there are too many people in the city to notify everyone. For sure someone's going to forget and carry, going to make a mistake and carry. So the Mishum Mitzvah Derabim, we allow Amir Lenachri. So some want to say that that's pshat over here in the Gemara. That Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a Mitzvah Derabim. That all of Klal Yisrael is doing that Mitzvah together. Yeshiva be Eretz Yisrael to live there, that's a private Mitzvah, that's a Mitzvah de Yachid. Each person has a Mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, it's a Mitzvah like all the Mitzvahs. But the heter in the Gemara perhaps is not mishum yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, but rather yishuv haaretz. Mishum yeshiva Eretz Yisrael means to improve the land, to buy up the land for the nochri. Perhaps that's the pshat in the Gemara, that's a mitzvah derabim. According to the Baal Iter that we mentioned, the Baal Iter holds that the heter in the Gemara abim the nochri is mutam b'makam mitzvah b'makam any mitzvah.
The Gemara has a case like this, mitzvah the Rambam? Does Heter, is there a makar in the Gemara?
The Ramban, I think, in Shabbos, has such a lashon when talking about this Gemara. Ramban has such a lashon about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael that it's a mitzvah the Rambam. So it sounds perhaps as if that's what he's driving at. That's the Heter in the Gemara. The mitzvah the Rambam, the Gemara does have. But does the Gemara ever distinguish between a mitzvah the Rambam and a mitzvah the Yochid? Yeah. Gemara says it's above Aberi. He says Gemara mitzvah derab shiny. Yeah, that Esed Dechalai says it applies even on Shalav Yidna. The Gemara does say mitzvah derab is different. Rabbi Gamliel was Meshacher Zebet to be mitzarfim to the minion. So the Gemara says Mishum mitzvah derab. Gemara does say that mitzvah derab is different. Gemara never says it when it get to Amir Lenachri. So that's what some interpret, that's what the Gemara means. Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael doesn't mean only the mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It's any situation where it's mitzvah derab. That's on the assumption that the mitzvah of yeshiva of Eretz Yisrael would not allow you, that I should personally be able to live in Eretz Yisrael, but would not be in goyel any of the karka miyad anachrim, then we wouldn't permit the amir anachrim. You hear this akasha that the Rishonim ask. According to the Baal Iter, that amir anachri is muta b'makayim mitzvah, any mitzvah. Amir Lenachri is mutar b'makom any mitzvah. It doesn't have to be a mitzvah derabim. And Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is just a dugma of any other mitzvah. So the shaila is, so this makes very good sense in connection with the Gemara in Beitzah. The Gemara says in Beitzah, when there's a mace beyond the Frishon, the Jews are not permitted to do malacha to bury the mace, kfuras ha-mace. A yantav sheni, mishum kfuras ha-mace mutar, Yisraelim allowed to do the kfura. That's a machloikis in Shulchan Aruch. What does that mean? It means if you can't get a nachri, then we even permit, it's dechuya. If you can't get a nachri to do the kvura, then even we would even permit the Jews to do malach on Yantam Sheni. But if you get a nachri, it's better that the nachim should do it. Or should you say no? It's mamash utra, and it's even to be preferred. It's a bigger kavod ameis that the Jews should do the kvura. So that's a machloikis in Shulchan Aruch. I think the accepted opinion is, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Ramah says that whenever you can get a nachri, you should get a nachri. I think so. So we always have Nachum. Nachum drive the car, they do the whole Kfura. But let's say on Yom Tov Rishon. So on Yom Tov Rishon, we don't permit Jews to do Melacha Deraisa. Yom Tov Sheni is only the Rabbanan. So Kechol Shav Yor Rabbanan. Hey Mama Behe Mama. The whole din of Yom Tov Sheni is only the Rabbanan. So they said, Mishum Kavar Ameis. So you can do Melacha Yom Tov Sheni. That's also a question. What's the Kavar Ameis? That we allow Kfura Ameis al Dei Yisrael on Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golias because Hey Mama Behe Mama. What does it mean Kavar Ameis? So it's usually assumed, people usually think, that the Kavod HaMeis is to be buried on the same day. Kavod Tikberenu B'yomahu Kikilu L'Sevekim Toled, that it's a bizoin to be made in the HaMeis. So Moshe Feinstein writes in his Jews, he doesn't think that that's what the Heter is based on. He thinks the Heter in the Gemara, that we allow Jews to do the Melach in Yom Tov Sheni, and you can't get a non-Jew. He allowed Jews to do the Kvor in Yom Tov Sheni, is because the body is going to be Masriach, and it's because that's going to be the bizoin HaMeis. But he claims that Bizman Azed, that you have freezes, and you put the body in a freezer, so there's no heter at all to do kvura Yidei Yisrael on Yom Tov Sheni. So Yom Tov Sheni is gedin ki Yom Tov Rishon, that the whole kvura, everything has to be done Yidei Nochrim, Yidei Amimim. That's what he writes, that's the thrust of his tshuva. Then he was afraid that they were going to stone him. He's saying, a din in the Gemara Shulchan Aruch doesn't apply bizman hazeh, because times change. It's like a reformed rabbi. Times change. So at the end, he fudges a little bit the end of the tshuva, but he ends up with the same. He still ends up like that. That's what he sticks to his guns. He just tries to save himself. Just tries to protect himself a little bit. But that's basically what he said. He said, the Heter in the Gemara doesn't apply anymore. He's machmer. Not that he's mekel. He's machmer that the Heter in the Gemara doesn't apply. But Nachum Alani, so he holds that Yantav Shein is dinik Yantav Rishon. So what's the deal of Yantav Rishon? A Jew is not permitted. There's no Heter to do Malach on Yantav Rishon. It's not Oichal Nefesh, not Bikuach Nefesh. So a Jew is not permitted to do Malach on Yantav Rishon in order to bury a mace. We only allow Ayidei Amimim. We do allow Amir al-Nachri to do a Kvur on Yom Tov Rishon. So why don't... Why? The Makom Mitzvah? What? According to the Baluita, because Amir al-Nachri is Mutar b'Makom Mitzvah, any Mitzvah. And according to the other Rishonim, no, it's a special Inyan. Amir al-Nachri is not Mutar b'Makom Mitzvah. This is special. Kavod Rabbis is special, special. Kavod Rabbis is Matir all the Rabbanon, so Amir al-Nachri is only the Rabbanon. Fine. So it'll be a machlokes, the Baluita and everybody else, how to understand the heter of Amir al-Nachri on Yom Tov Rishon to bury a mace. The Baluita will say, Baluita will say Amir al-Nachri is Mutar b'Makom Mitzvah. And the other Rishonim will say, no, Amir al-Nachri is never Mutar b'Makom Mitzvah, only Shvuz to Shvuz. The heter Amir al-Nachri on Yom Tov Rishon is because Kavod Abrius. Kavod Abrius is Deichel, all the Rabbanon, so Amir al-Nachri is the Rabbanon. That's a shaila. Is that really true? Kavod Abrius is Deichel, all the Rabbanon. Maybe that's only Kavod Achayim. Maybe Kavod HaMeisim is not Matka. What's over here? You want to bury a mace. That's Kavod HaMeisim or Kavod HaChayim? If I have the mace in my dining room and I want to eat, so that I want to get the mace out of the room. I don't want to. He's sitting there by the table. Someone died by the table. He's sitting by the table. So that's Kavod HaChayim. The people don't want to... Okay. So you have to remove the mace somewhere. But let's say the mace is in the funeral home already. Somehow the goyim came and they took the mace to the funeral home, took him in the freezer. So what's the Kavod Abrius? It's only Kavod HaMeisim, it's not Kavod HaChayim. So that's also a big machlokes. Also, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, has a long dissertation on that. That's a long Me'iri. And the Me'iri has a long Arichas in his Magen Avos. Me'iri wrote a sefer where he defends all of the old Minhagim of Provence. He writes the whole story, the little sefer Magen Avos. After the Ramban passed away, so the Talmidei HaRamban came to Provence to learn Torah by the Rabbanim there. So there was a little friction because they had different practices. That's slightly different. Provence is at this in between Spain and France. So they had androgynous. They had a compromise. Some of the practices, they had like French Baliatesis, and some they had like the Spanish Rishonim. So there was friction there about different issues. So the Miri writes a whole sefer, Magen Avos, to defend the Minhag HaVos of the Minhagim of Provence. And one of them had to do with Kvuras HaMeis on Yom Tov Rishon and on Yom Tov Sheni. What's the heter based on? So he quotes this big machlokes, whether Kavod Abrius is Deicho, all Dinim Derabbanan, does that only apply to Kavod HaChayim, or does it even apply to Kavod HaMeisim? Kavod HaChayim is more important than Kavod HaMeisim. The Pasuk in Chumash, where the Torah tells us that there's a mitzvah of Kavod Abrius, is the Pasuk Lo Yitamo, Pasuk in Parshas Amor, that the Kohen is not permitted to be Mitam of the Meisim, unless one of the seven relatives dies, and if his sister dies, Achos HaPsula Shalohoi Saloish, Lo Yitamo. So there's a machlokes HaTanoim, how do you translate Lo Yitamo? He's permitted to be mitame to the sister and to the Zayin Karev. Malo Yitame is mechuyev to be mitame. So the accepted opinion, the Gemara says, the accepted opinion is Man Abayis was already. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel had the machlokes after the Churban Abayis, but this was a machlokes bizman bayisheni. So the accepted opinion, it was all along an ongoing machlokes, and the majority opinion was always like Rabbi Kiva's view. Before he was born, that was the accepted opinion, that Lo Yitame is a chayva. So that pasuk is a marker for the chiyuv of Kavod Abrius. So that pasuk is talking about Kavod HaMeisim. So the Gemara understands in Ksubis in the second perek that if there's a mitzvah of Kavod HaChayim, Kavod HaChayimer. If there's a mitzvah of Kavod HaMeisim, the original pasuk is La'itama Kavod HaMeisim. So Kavod HaChayimer, that there's an inyan of Kavod HaChayim. The Gemara says if there's a crossroads and there's a group of people going with a funeral procession to the cemetery, here's a group of people dancing around a chasen kala to march into the chuppah or after the chuppah, whatever, celebrating their marriage. So this is Kavod HaChayim and this is Kavod HaMeisim, both Kavod Abrius. So the Gemara says, who takes precedence when it comes to the crossroads? So the Gemara says, the Kavod HaChayim, you let the Chasen Kala go through. And the Shittim Kubetz says, not a ninyan because Chasen Kala. Because Kavod HaChayim always takes precedence over Kavod HaMeisim. So when we learn out, a lot of people have the attitude faker. They think, Kavod HaMeisim, the Mechabed HaMeisim, they're not Mechabed living people. So the Gemara understands otherwise. The original Pasuk of Lo Yitamo goes on Kavod HaMeisim, but that's a Kavod HaChayim that there's a chiyuv of Kavod HaChayim. So this Kavod HaChayim, that's the shaila that the Miri has the whole Arichas on, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it from the Miri. Miri has an Abeitza, a Masechas Beitza, and he has an Masechas Shabbos, and he has it in the Magen Avos Barichas. So that's the shaila. When you say that Kavod Abrius is Deicha de Rabbanon, the Gemara says in Brachas, Gadol Kavod Abrius Deicha Lesesa Shabbatur. The Gemara says, what Lesesa? What do you mean Kavod Abrius permits you to violate an Avera? The Gemara says, the Avera is is the pasuk on which The Rabbanan made an asmachta, that's the Lashon Gemara. All of the dinim, the Rabbanan asmachuhu akro de loisosa. The asmachta, the obligation to observe all the dinim, the Rabbanan, is based, Lashon Gemara is based by an asmachta, by way of asmachta and a post. So the Gemara says, the Kavod HaBris is Decha de Rabbanan. So that's a big shaila. Is that only Kavod HaChayim? Or does it even apply to Kavod HaMeisim? Kavod HaBris, the original pasuk of Kavod HaBris is Kavod HaMeisim. But the Gemara understands from the pasuk that it's a Kavod HaChayim that there's a chiyuv to show Kavod HaChayim. So that's the question in the Rishon. Maybe since Kavod HaChayim is more common than Kavod HaMeisim, so maybe only Kavod HaChayim in a situation of Kavod HaChayim, then you mat the Rabbanan.
The Kavod HaChayim should be that.
It's stronger. Kavod HaChayim is stronger than Kavod HaMeisim. So that's why some Rishonim say that maybe this heter, that the Mokim Kavod HaBrias, we allow one to violate an Issa D'Rabbanan, maybe the heter is only under Dover HaChomer, not under Dover HaKal.
We learn all the Kavod HaBrios from...
The whole mockery is Kavod HaMeisim, so how can it be the Kavod HaChayim is more chomer? I don't know, maybe by Dinam the Rabbanon, I don't know, maybe by Dinam the Rabbanon, they have a right to institute the way they want. Maybe you're right on the level of a deraisa. Maybe if there would be a din deraisa, maybe it wouldn't make sense to say that the chomer should be more chomer than the kal, because it's learned out from the kal. But here we're talking about a din deRabbanon. So that's what the Miri quotes a significant group of Rishonim, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes that to be choshish for that. Would you permit on Yom Tov Rishon when you allow Furas Hameis al Yidei Amemim, al Yidei Nochrim? So that's the Shaila. What do you need a Nochri for? Maybe you only need a Nochri for the Melachas Deraisa. Let's say you want to bang nails into a casket to make an Orin. Or you want to cook up water. Want to cook up water in order to do the tara, to wash the dead body. So cooking water is a malacha deraisa. Driving the car to the cemetery is a malacha deraisa. Carrying the mace on a highway is a malacha deraisa. If you have a highway, that's a rishus aram deraisa. But let's say handling the mace, doing the actual tara, that's only tiltal muktza. So maybe there, since it's only the rabbanon, so maybe that should be done al yidei Yisrael. Maybe that may be done al yidei Yisrael. Maybe b'makom kavod HaBrias. You say Kavod HaBrias is matir all the rabbanans. Is that why we allow Amira Lenochri on Yom Tov Rishon to bury the mace? Because Kavod HaBrias, the Kavod HaMeisim, is also matir. So then the Jews can do whatever is only the rabbanan. On Yom Tov Rishon, the Jews can do whatever is only the rabbanan. They can only have to get the Nochri to do what's their Isa. But whatever is only Nisa the rabbanan, the Jews can do themselves. Or should I say no, that Kavod HaMeisim is not, there's no head there. Shem Kavod HaBrias, you're not Mater the Rabbanon. If it's only Kavod HaMeisim, only Kavod HaChayim is Mater the Rabbanon. Where does the Gemara have that Kavod HaBrias is Mater and Iser by Mace? So the Gemara has a situation: someone died in the house, and the people wanted to eat their lunch, and there was a Mace there. So the Gemara says we allow them to carry the Mace through a Carmelis, because carrying it a Carmelis is only the Rabbanon, and Shem Kavod HaBrias the Mater. What's the Kavod HaBrias? They didn't bury the maize. It was Kavod HaChayim. People felt uncomfortable. They wanted to eat their meal, and there's a dead body there by the table. So Mishum Kavod HaChayim they allowed. Where else does the Gemara have Kavod HaBrias? The Gemara has they didn't have toilet paper, Bismana Gemara. So they used to use little pebbles. So the pebbles are muktzah, unless you're mazmin mevod yom. If you're mazmin mevod yom, they're also muktzah, but it's muktzah with a head to tiltal. If you're mazmin the muktzah for a specific purpose, it remains muktzah, but you're allowed to move it. So if you're not mazmin the muktzah, so it's going to be an issur tiltal muktzah. So the Gemara says a person didn't have any pebbles prepared b'mevod yom, and he has to go to the bathroom on Shabbos. He's allowed to use pebbles. He's allowed to be metaltal muktzah. So that's what Kavod HaChayim. He doesn't want to walk around with a smelly body. He wants to clean his body off. So the way they did it, b'smara Gemara, was by using these pebbles, which were muktzah. So the Gemara only has the Kavod HaBrias is Mata Risurim de Rabbanon. All the Gemara's talk about Kavod HaChayim. The one Gemara that talks about the mace is Babayis, and they want to take the mace out, they carry him and through the Carmelis. So that's that the Miri insists that's also Kavod HaChayim. That's not Kavod HaMeisim. They're not going to bury the mace. It's Kavod HaChayim. The people don't want to have the mace in the house. They feel uncomfortable. So that's the question getting back again. We have this Heter on Yom Tov Rishon. You're allowed to bury someone al yidei amamim. On Yom Tov Sheni, you can bury al yidei Yisrael. And that's a machloikis, whether that's hutra or dechuya. We can bury Al Day Yisrael on the Yantav Shenis that only if Nochrim are not available. That's a Ramoz Machmer. And other Rishonim hold, no, it's Utra, even if Nochrim are available. It's Hefer Gomer to do Kvuras Ameis, the Yantav Sheni, Al Day Yisrael. So the Shad is on Yantav Rishon. Why do we allow on Yantav Rishon Kvur Al Day Amim? So the Balita says, Bashit, you should bury to Yisrael Kvuras Ameis. Whenever there's any mitzvah, Amir the Nochrim is Mutam Amaka Mitzvah. Shine easy enough. The Balita gives an easy pshat. Balita sheet does not accept it. So how do we understand that heter? So some Rishonim say, simple, kavod abrius. Kavod abrius matir all the rabbanans. So that's why we're allowed to ask the Nochri. But that's the machlokes teluya. Because half of the Rishonim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it like half and half, a long Mishnah Berurah on the simon, kvuras ameis av yantif. So he says, half of the Rishonim hold, like this miri, that mishum kavod ameis, kavod achayim yeh matir yisurim the rabbanan. Kavod ameis yeh mirat matir yisurim the rabbanan. So if you hold like that, you have to say that kvuras ameis beyond the frishan idei amimim is a new heter. A new heter, mishum, not the standard din, that kavod abrius is matir, all the rabbanos. You have to say a special heter. Special heter. So there are three ways to understand this din. Why is kvuras ameis mutan yon te frishan idei amimim, idei akum? Either because of the balu iter, which is not accepted, or because Kavod Abrius is Matir all the Rabbanans, which is questionable because it's Kavod Amesim, it's not Kavod Achaim, or the third Shah special Heter. So the question is, let's push a little further. Whatever the Heter is, what about on Shabbos? Why do we not permit Kvuras Ames on Shabbos? Afilayde Amimim. So, and how do you know that it's true? So Tosis writes on the last line. Shahari Meis, you have the last line of Peyam Ebeis. Shahari Meis, the Lord Shahari Likbalide Nachri. There's no heter to bury a mace on Shabbos. How do you see? Because the Gemara says that we always see to it, the Bezen who's making Kiddush HaChodesh, Kviyas HaLuach, should always see to it that lo adu rosh. We don't want Rosh Hashanah to fall out on Aleph Dalet Vav. Why? What's wrong? So one of them is because you don't want Rosh Hashanah Rabbah to fall out on Shabbos. Okay, that's a funny concern. What are we so worried about Rosh Hashanah Rabbah flopping her shyness? That's an interesting consideration. We're more worried about flopping her shyness. The shyness on Rosh Hashanah Rabbah is only a minik. It's not even a din de rabbanan. It's only a minik. So the Chachamim rigged the calendar in such a way, we should always flop her shyness every year. We should never lose out on that minik. Okay? If Rosh Hashanah Rabbah would fall out on Shabbos, chalila v'chalila, then we would lose out on the minik. So we should all be medakbik on that minik. It's a very important minik. And then the other concern, there are two concerns. One concern is Hashanah Rabbah shouldn't fall out. Hashanah shouldn't lose the meaning of flopping Hashanahs. And the other reason, the other concern is you don't want to have Yom Kippur next to Shabbos. If you're going to have Yom Kippur on a Friday or on a Sunday, then you're going to have a problem. What's going to be the problem? So the Gemara said, Mishum Mesaya. Mason. People are going to die, so we only allow Kfuras HaMeis HaYidei Amimim HaYidei Akum on Yom Tefrishan. On Shabbos and on Yom Kippur, we don't allow. So why not? So you see, Afilo HaYidei Amimim. So the Gemara says, if you'll have Shabbos, you don't allow Kfuras HaMeis. The worst thing that'll happen is someone will die Erev Shabbos late in the day. There won't be enough time to bury him. So you have to postpone the burial 25 hours, 26 hours, till Matzah Shabbos, you have to Abdullah. So that's the worst thing that'll happen. But if you're going to have Shabbos next to Yom Kippur, you're going to have 48 hours, solid. And then if someone is going to die Erev an hour or two, an hour before the first day begins, then you're going to have 50 hours that you won't be able to bury the mace. They had no freezer. So it's going to be a big bizayin mace. The body's going to smell. So that's what the Gemara says. They rigged the calendar that Yom Kippur should never fall out, neither on Friday nor on Sunday. So Tosfos says, you see from that Gemara, kinemuchach b'per kamad de Rosh Hashanah d'afchav, mishum esaya, that we always see to it that you don't have Shabbos next to Yom Kippur. So you see that even Ayde Yakum is not permissible. So this is the Shaila, why not? If we say that Amir Eli Yakum is, according to the Baal Iter, that Amir Eli Yakum is mutab b'makam mitzvah, and that's why mishim mishver etzel hitiru, and that's why mishim kvuris hameis hitiru yon tevishon, Ayde Amimim, so why is not hitiru on Shabbos? That's what Tosfos asks. This makes a whole kavachaimer, yeah. So they say on the fourth line from the top, I'll pay aleph and aleph. Dimin adin havilei lemishvi likber meis b'shabbos. We should really allow kfuras hameis on Shabbos. Aydei amimim el lefishu humechuar umegune umizbayesh Shenigbar b'Shabbos, the dead body, the dead person will be humiliated, he'll be embarrassed. If Levi carry on a conversation with someone, they'll ask him, when did you die, when were you buried? He says, I was buried on Shabbos. Buried on Shabbos? How'd they do that? Amir Eliyakim. So it's a busha. I don't know. I was learning in the other Gemara. I had a little Gemara say, he said, Umis Yabesh. That's a misprint. Should say Mizbayesh, not Misyabesh. The dead body's not drying up. He's Mizbayesh. It's Mukhura Mugunim Mizbayesh. The mace is embarrassed. Shanikba Bishabis. Shanasa Bishabis Alfilai Den Nachri. Where do you see that the Kfuris HaMeis Alfilai Nachri is a Pesabusha? So they prove it. Mid the Dahabi Ahud is not Perak Hashoel. There's a Mishnah. Perak Shoel. Hashoel is at the end of Bar Metzia. No, it's a different Perak. This is Perak Shoel. I don't think it's Hashoel. So what does it say? Asa Nachri Aram V'chofer Kever. Let's say the non-Jew manufactures Arinus, manufactures coffin. He made a coffin on Shabbos, or he dug a grave on Shabbos. In Mishul Yisrael, if he had in mind a specific person, if he just had in mind a blank, whoever the customer will be. So you have to wait on Motzei Shabbos, so you can use his coffin. But if he had in mind, in Mishul Yisrael, if he had in mind a specific person, Leikava Bo Alamas, he never allowed to bury the mace in that coffin or in that grave. So Tosfos asks the Kasha, why don't you just wait B'chdei Shiasu? Whenever a Nachri does a Malach of Mishul Yisrael, I didn't ask him to. The Nachri does on his own a Malacha B'Shvil Yisrael. So it says, you have to wait B'chdei Shiasa Matzai Shabbos. So they say, but lo yishori B'chdei Shiasa Kamo B'chai. If he would have done a Malacha for a living person, for a Chai, for a living Jew, you just wait B'chdei Shiasu. So why do you have to, why do you say that it's Leikava by Lomis? You're never allowed to bury the mace in that Oren, and you can bury a different mace in that Oren. Someone else can use that aron. But if he had that aron, he had in mind, I died, and the guy made an aron for me. So they're never allowed to bury me in that aron. They can bury someone else, another Jew, but they're not allowed to bury me. He had me in mind. Let me show you something covered by Elam. Is that person. So the kasha of Loshoi B'chdei Shiasu Kamo B'chai. Living people, if the Nochri did a malacha for me, he plucked off peiros for me from the tree. So I wait B'chdei Shiasu, wait 5 minutes after Abdallah, I could have plucked it off myself. So it's Mutar B'chdei Shiasu. So the answer is, mitaima depreshes. We don't allow it because it's a bizoyan to the mace that everyone will be talking. It'll be mechur megunim is bayish bo shenikba b'shamas and asa b'shamas afidai nachri. The nachri did the malacha. Yeah, that's what the Ramban writes in the end of Shabbos. Chiddush Ramban on that daf on Kuf Nun Aleph. He says the same. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it from the Ramban, but it says the same thing word for word. And Tosfos over here, Babakam daf Peyal. So the shaila is, what did they answer? What was the answer? They quoted from the last line. They quoted from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that you don't have Yom Kippur next to Shabbos because you have 2 days in a row that you can't bury a mace. So they wanted to know how come Amir al-Nachri is mutan yantav rishon for kvuras ha-mace, whatever the hesver is. Either because the Baal Ita Amir al-Yakim is mutan b'makam any mitzvah, so that we don't accept, or Amir al-Yakim is only the Rabbanon, so it's covered abriyas, and that's questionable because it's covered ha-mace and it's not covered ha-chaim, or a special heta. Mishum design ames a special head that we are Amir Liakim is only the Rabbanan, Imam Vehimamru. They have a right to say whatever they want on the Din Rabbanan. So that's how they set it up. They allowed Amir Liakim and Yom Tavrishim Mishum Kfuras ames special head. So whatever Hezber is, whichever one of the three Hezberim you want to adopt, why shouldn't the same be true on Shabbos? They says, no, Shabbos is a bizoyan to the mace. Why is Yantav is not a bizoyan to the mace? That's the Shaila. Why is Shabbos a bizoyan to the mace and Yantav is not a bizoyan to the mace? Is if the Nachri doing Malacha on Shabbos is a bizayin to the mace. The Nachri doing Malacha on Yontav is not a bizayin to the mace. That's what the Meshech Chochma writes in one place. He says that Shabbos, the lessons of Shabbos are universal lessons. Hashem created the world in 6 days and he rested on the seventh day. We want the non-Jews to believe also. And whenever we observe Shabbos, we are made, we are testifying that we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The Meiri quotes our Medrash. The Meiri in the Hakdamah, his commentary on Shas. I have an old European Meiri. So the European Meiris, they printed the Hakdamah to Shas in the beginning of Nazir. I think in the new editions, I think they rearranged it and they printed the Hakdamah to his Bir on Shas, beginning of Brachas, if I'm not mistaken. But I have the old edition. So he quotes a medrash, probably medrash Rabbah. I never looked it up. He quotes a medrash that the Aseres HaDibrois were 1 to 5 on the right hand and 6 to 10 on the left side. That's a question whether that's true. The medrash has different opinions. One opinion is that all Aseres HaDibrois were written on the first and on the second stone. But this is one opinion in the medrash that the first of the Aseres HaDibrois is opposite the sixth, and the second is opposite the seventh, and the third is opposite the eighth, and so on, because there's a connection. So, Andochi Hashem Lakecho is opposite, what is it opposite? Loisirtzach. Why? Because one who doesn't believe in God, as if he's killing, as if he's murdering him. Then what is Li'iloch Aleim Acher Malpanai is opposite Loisinof. One who worships Avodah Zarah, we are like married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if a woman is married, she goes and has an affair with someone else, that's a violation of the Sinof. So if we are married to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we go and we have an affair with another Avodah Zarah, that's related to Loisinof. That's parallel to Loisinof. And what's the third? I forgot already. Loisiso Shem Shem Kach Lashov is corresponds to what? I forgot already. What? Loisignov. I forgot already what. So Shabbos, Zachar Shem Shabbos Lekatshoi corresponds to Lasani Berecha Eid Shoker, I think, Eid Sheker. Because Zachar Shem Shabbos means you should recite Kiddush. And the Gemara says one who recites Kiddush is considered as if he's giving testimony, he's made that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days and he rested on the seventh day. So the lessons of Shabbos that Hashem created the world and he's the master over the whole universe and so on, the lessons of Shabbos are relevant to all of mankind, to the non-Jews as well. The lessons of Yom Tov are unique to the Jewish people. See, it's Mitzrayim, Ma'amid HaSinai, the Hashgacha Pratis of Sukkot. This is unique to the Jewish people. So if a Nachri does Malach on Yom Tov, there's no busha to the mace. Nachri does Malach, there's nothing. Nachri does Malach on Shabbos, that's considered something improper. We wouldn't want the Nachri to observe Shabbos. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that a Nachri Shavas, Akam Shavas, is violating an Aveira. The Pasuk says in Parshas Noach, after the Mabul, Yom V'Laila Lo Yishbosu. So you get the impression, Ki'ilu, up until the Dor of the Mabul, it was okay for the Nochrim to observe Shabbos. But after the Dor of Mabul, there was such a Hashchasa in the Tzal Malakim that it no longer made any sense that they should observe Shabbos. So they're not permitted to observe Shabbos, but still, when they do a Malacha, on Shabbos is considered a Malacha. The Gemara has a din that when you say Bari Miyari Hoesha Matzoi Shabbos, you're not allowed to use a Ne'er Shenasis Bari Malacha. So not only if a Jew lit the Ne'er is it called Nasis Bari Malacha, if a Jew lit the Ne'er on Shabbos is it considered Nasis Bari Malacha, unless the Jew lit the Ne'er for the sake of Pikuach Nefesh. Let's say they're in a hospital, there was a Chayla Mesukan, and someone had to light the Ne'er. So then the Gemara said, that's Het Gomer. So you can use such a candle for Havdalah Matzoi Shabbos. But if the Nochri lit the Ner for his own purposes on Shabbos, that's called a Ner Shenasa Bar Melacha. Ner Shenasa Bar Melacha? The Nochri is not Mitzvah on Shabbos. What's the problem? So you see that even though the Nochri is not Mitzvah, other Rabbis is not permitted to observe Shabbos. But nonetheless, the ideas of Shabbos are universal. They're relevant to the whole world. And the Nochri does Melacha on Shabbos. It is a Pegim in Shabbos. There is a problem. So that's what Taisus says, that a person should be buried. That's what Taisus writes here in the Ramban there on Shabbos says. And Mishnah Berurah quotes it from the Ramban. That a Jew should be buried on Shabbos, like they chil Shabbos, like they nochri, is a busha. That's mechur, meguna, umizbay, shenishba, b'shabbos, shenasa, b'yishin, Shabbos. I feel like they nochri. But if you're going to have a nochri, he's going to do malach on Yontif. That's not a problem. Yontif, the whole story of Yontif is irrelevant to the nochri. Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is a problem. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin Kol B'Yoylam Yarv Lafanav Kivnei Moray. All of mankind are judged. While Amdin is B'Yi Yomer, is L'Acher Ve'Iz L'Rav. And Rosh Hashanah, the whole world is judged. So why is the Issa Malacha on Rosh Hashanah only relevant to the Jewish people? We allow Amir L'Nochri on Rosh Hashanah for Kfuras Ameis. Why don't we say that Rosh Hashanah? Unless you say that the Yisim Malach on Rosh Hashanah is not related to the fact that it's a Yom Adin. Yom Adin is for the Umas Olam as well. But the fact that it's Yom Adin doesn't make it that it should be a Yisim Malach. Yisim Malach maybe is because had to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim. On Rosh Hashanah we say Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. So I think the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Medrash that the Shibud ended on Rosh Hashanah. The Koshia Shibud, something ended on Rosh Hashanah. Even though Yitzias Mitzrayim is only on Pesach, on Leil Makas Becharis, but 6 months earlier on Rosh Hashanah, so the Shibud ended. So maybe that's why we have an Issa Malacha on Rosh Hashanah. True, Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin, and it's the Yom HaDin for all the people in the world, but that doesn't engender an Issa Malacha. The Issa Malacha maybe stems from the fact that it has historical significance for the Jewish people and not so much for the Noach. And why is Yom Kippur? Why is Yom Kippur as Dinik Yishabbos? Why should that be so? Why is Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur usually think they go together, you know, twins. So it's Rosh Hashanah, if the Nochri does Malacha, that's a Nochri like a Nochri doing Malacha on Pesach Shavuot Sukkos. That's not a problem at all. But a Nochri doing Malacha on Yom Kippur, that is a problem. That's similar to Shabbos. That's problematic. Tosfos doesn't work out the details. I don't think the Meshech Chachma works out the, I don't remember, I don't think he works out the details either. He just says the basic word. He says that the lesson of Shabbos is universal, it's relevant to the Yumas Olam, and the lessons of Yontif are particular only to the Jewish people. So let's do this test. This is a very important test, famous test. I'm Peah Amid Beis. Omer leNochri here, he said, we allow Amir leNochri b'makom Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Dafkim mishum mitzvah zu Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Not like the Baluita. Should learn like the Baluita b'makom mitzvah any mitzvah. Avodah Zarech mitzvah acheres lo shor Amir leNochri. Afilu letzorech milo. Even in order to perform a bris milo. And bris milo is considered very significant. The Gemara has an expression in Psochim and other places. Nivam is bris milo is mochosh with another mitzvah shenichrusu Allah yud gimel brisus. What exactly does that mean? That the mitzvah of milah is special and unique and particular. Shenichrus to Allah Yud Gimel Bris. So Rashi explains that the word bris appears 13 times in Parshas Lech Lecha. I don't know what it means. Shenichrus to Allah Yud Gimel Bris. What does that mean? The word bris appears 13 times. So therefore, it means that certain mitzvahs are singled out. That we have a bris with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Chart is B.C. Yaakov, after it's B.C. Yitzchak, after it's B.C. Abraham Eskobar, it's Eskobar. The Rebbe Shalom made a bris with the others that applies to the Jewish people. So there's a bris that we are the Amma Nivcha. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to give us Ashgacha Pratis. But in addition to that bris, Kodesh Baruch Hu made a bris with mankind. He made an Oysa bris, the Keshis, the Oysa bris, that he's not going to destroy all the mankind. Okay, it's another bris. There's a lot of brisos. So the Rebbe Shalom made a bris on specific mitzvahs. The Aseres HaDibros are considered the Luchas HaBris. Why? So I think it's not only that the luchas, the hefts of the luchas, let's say, the Vilna Goyen says, what is a bris? They quote in the name of the Vilna Goyen, what is a bris? When someone likes us, so let's say a boy loves a girl, or falls in love with a girl, so he gives her something that she should remember. So if he gives her a lollipop and she eats it up, so goodbye. So there's nothing to remember. But if he gives her an engagement ring, he gives her a marriage band, she's not going to eat it up. So that's a bris. That's an ois for the ahava that they share. So maybe you can have such an ois. Let's say I love someone and I inscribe a sefer and I give him a matana. So that's considered a bris. That's the ois abris. That symbolizes the fact that we love each other. Whenever you give something, that's everlasting nature. Sometimes you give flowers, they're not everlasting nature. So the flowers disappear. So it's a nishken ois abris. So the lucha isoedu is the stone. The shnei lucha seven were the heftze, the tangible object that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Jewish people. That is the oisa bris. The bris is the whole krisis bris on kol ha-tarakulam. But it would appear that in addition to that, that the luchas, the stones, the lucha seven are the oisa bris, would appear also that those 10 mitzvahs are singled out. That there's a specific bris on those 10 mitzvahs, just like mitzvahs milah was singled out. Nichru sarala ha-yud gimel brises. That's what we say in the davening. Isma chamayisha b'matnas chelko. How to say kevin amikras olfuk doshim. B'yom dolafen ha'chas al ha'sina. Shnei luchas avarim harib yodoy. Chas b'hem shmir shabbos v'chein chasav tzorasecha. What are we talking? Why do we talk about ma'amen ha'sina in the middle of the davening on Shabbos? What's the significance of ma'amen ha'sina? Some rishonim say that when a couple is happily married, so they celebrate their wedding anniversary. So they celebrate the wedding anniversary once a year. When a couple is very lovey-dovey, happily married, so they celebrate the wedding anniversary every week. Psula Nisus Liom Ravi got married on a Wednesday. Every Wednesday we celebrate our wedding anniversary. What do you have to wait once a year? I got married on Election Day. So every year on election day we celebrate. When I'm very happy, I got married on a Wednesday. Psula. I married a girl for the first time. She was married the first time. So we got married on a Wednesday. So when you're very lovey-dovey, so you celebrate every Wednesday. So the Rabbanu Shalom married the Jewish people. That's what it says in Tanakh and Shir Hashirim and all over Tanakh. There's a love story over here. So there was a marriage between our Kodesh Baruch Hu and Yisrael. That marriage, so we celebrate our wedding anniversary every year on Shavuos. But more than Shavuos, Maimon Hasina took place on a Shabbos. That's how the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanaim. How many days were there? How many days of Hachona were there before Maimon Hasina? So the Gemara says, but all the Tanoim Kuli Alma Lo Pligi, the Gemara Perek Amar Rabbi Kivim, Asecha Shabbos, but all the Tanoim agreed that B'Shabbos Nitna HaTorah, Torah was given on Shabbos. So some Rishonim say that HaKadosh Baruch wants us to celebrate this wedding anniversary not only once a year on Shavuos, he wants us to celebrate every single week on Shabbos. Shabbos is the day on which we got married to HaKadosh Baruch. So that's why in the davening we speak about the Yom Delaferach al Hasina, Ishnei Luchas Abanim Paradiyoda, Bechas Behem Shmiro Shabbos. We talk about Maimon Hasina. That's what some Rishonim write. I think the Avu Dram, if I'm not mistaken, writes like that. Sorry, remember someone asked Rav Soloveitchik about that. They didn't know the Avu Dram. One of his asking didn't know that it said in Rishonim like that. He just knew that one of the Jewish philosophers in Europe wrote like that. I forgot which one. Franz Rosenzweig, if I'm not mistaken. Franz Rosenzweig is a Balchuvin. So sometimes he writes things that have said, he wrote about the whole Yisoid of the Mogen David. It has 6 points, and this point represents this, and this point represents that. So you look in Shas of Poskim, no one talks about the significance of the Mogen David star. Star of David does not say. He has funny things there in his book. So sometimes he has things that are Nitan Vahayom. So he has this. Then on Shabbos we celebrate Matan Torah. Someone asked Rav Soloveitchik, is that the Pshat? So Rav Soloveitchik didn't know that it says in Rishonim like that. This one he got from Rishonim, Franz Rosenzweig. So Rav Soloveitchik said, what are you talking about? That's not the Pshat. So he said, we mentioned Maimon HaSinai because the Shnei Luchos HaBris, those Aseres HaDibris, those 10 mitzvahs, happens that there are more than 10 mitzvahs over there. I think the Ramban writes, the first mitzvah alone, Le'yoloch Alem, the second. The first Anochi Hashem Elokecha is a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether that counts as a mitzvah or not. It's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Bahag. Excuse me. The Bahag holds that Anochi Hashem Elokecha is the premise. That's the assumption. You can't count that as a mitzvah. Can't be mitzvah people to believe. If there's nobody there, so there's nobody there to be mitzvahs to believe. It's not shaykh. So the Ramban defends the Bahag, but he himself really agrees with the Rambam that you do count Anochi Hashem Elokecha as a mitzvah. A lot of times the Ramban will defend in the back. Ramban will defend the Rif, but he himself doesn't agree with the Rif. He's just upset why the Balamor is so mevaza the Rif. So he says, the Rif sheet can be defended. I personally don't agree. I agree with you also. But you can't machavek the Rif. So the same thing, a lot of times he'll defend the Bahag, he'll defend the Goinim that the Rambam is making fun of in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and he'll say he himself happens to agree with the Rambam. But he says he understands what motivated the Goinim to say the sheet. This here also, Anocha Hashem Elokecha, Ramban defends the Bahag, that Anochi should not be counted as a mitzvah. That's the premise, that's the preamble to all of the other mitzvahs. The premise is that you believe in the existence of a God, and that God appeared to us, and he revealed himself, and revealed all the mitzvahs. So he says he can understand the Bahag, but he himself really agrees with the Rambam, that Anochi Hashem Elokech is counted as a mitzvah. Then he points out, Le'iloch Alehim Acharim Alpanai, the Rambam says that Aseres HaDibris, there are 10 mitzvahs, Aseres HaDibris. How can you say Anochi Hashem Elokecha is not a mitzvah? So the Ramban says, but it's not right, because so in the second of the Aseres HaDibris, there are 4 lavim. You have to count it as 4, the Rambam counts it as 4 different lavim. So you can't say, well, Aseres HaDibris, there are 10 mitzvahs, it's understood there are 10, so obviously it's a dead giveaway that Anochi Hashem Elokecha counts as a mitzvah. No, Le'iloch has already 4 mitzvahs. So you're going to have more than, you have Aseres HaDibros, but you're going to have more than 10 mitzvahs in Aseres HaDibros. Even if you don't count Anochi Hashem Elokecha, you're going to have 13 mitzvahs. If you count Anochi Hashem Elokecha, you're going to have 14 mitzvahs. You're going to have more. There are more. So that's a problem. How do we get involved again? I already forgot. So what's the alternative? Yeah, what's the other pshat? What's the other pshat? So why do you say in the davening? Why do you speak about Maimon HaSinai? So Rav Soloveitchik didn't like this pshat that Rosenzweig said. not Rabbi Rosenzweig, this is a Baal Tshuva from Germany, I think. Franz Rosenzweig. Years ago, he was a famous Jewish thinker. I don't think anybody reads him anymore, do they? Maybe the Reform read. So he said, nah, that's not the Pshat. He said, Rab Chaim said Pshat. What are you saying? So he said, whatever it says in Aseres Hadibra, is these mitzvahs are singled out that there's a krisis bris on the mitzvahs. Not only the luchas ha'evin are the osa bris. That's what they quote from the Vilna Gaon. Like the boy loves the girl, he gives her an engagement ring. I like you, and I give you an inscribed copy of a sefer, and you're going to keep that sefer and use it, and you're going to show it to people. So that's the osa bris, the osa of ahava between the two of us. If I give you a dava hamiskayim, something that's going to be of a lasting nature, and it represents the chiba that I have for you, that's called the bris. So here, Rav Soloveitchik said, b'shem Rav Chaim, these mitzvahs were singled out, that there's a bris on the Aseres HaDibros. One of the Aseres HaDibros is Shabbos. So we want to praise Shabbos. The Rambam writes that the one only fulfills the mitzvah of Zochas Ham Shabbos L'Kakshay Kiddush. It's not enough if you mention today is Shabbos. You have to mention the uniqueness of Shabbos. You have to say the Shevach Hayom, to praise the day. So you say, the Shabbos is unique, Shenichrasu Aleha Bris. Shabbos, more the Taryak Mitzvah Satara, Shabbos stands out as not the one and only mitzvah, but one of those special mitzvahs that there was a separate krisis bris. How do you know that it's true? Because Shabbos is included in Aseres HaDibros. Yom Tov V'Nachal Hasina, Shnei V'Chal Chosu B'Hem Shmira Shabbos. Shabbos is listed in Aseres HaDibros. And all of the Aseres HaDibros are called Luchas HaBris. It was a krisis bris on these specific mitzvahs. And then we say, V'Chein Chosu B'Seres Secha, and it says on a Pasuk Chumash. It says, V'Shem Reis Asa Shabbos Asa Shabbos Daros and Bris Olam. It says that Shabbos is a bris. It says Bris Olam. So you see that Shabbos was singled out. So the Gemara speaks also about Bris Milo was singled out. Shenichrasu Aleha Yud Gimel Bris. That the word Bris appears 13 times in the Parsha and Lech Lecha. It sounds like even though Bris Milo is not mentioned in Aseres HaDibros, but it's also singled out in Parsha and Lech Lecha. Sounds like it's more important. Sounds like it's more important than all the Aseres HaDibros. So Taisa says, Afilu L'tzarech Milo Mashma Perkado D'Lashami L'Nach Bisur D'Raisa. You wouldn't, the Baluita is wrong, Taisa says. You wouldn't permit Amir al-Nochri and Anisa Derais. Taisa is going to quote later the Bahag says, like the Amir al-Nochri. Mir Baloch is Zeros Mashman, Dafila Yisur Derais to show I had the Nochri the Tzarach Milo. Shapir, Dafila Nais and Nochri, Tar Beso, do Derach Rishus Arabim, have Yisur Derais to show I had the Nochri the Tzarach Milo. Mayochim Shemish Beret Yisra. That's what they say later, the Halacha is Gedoyla says like that. The Baluita says even worse, he says more, but Makam any mitzvah. Amir liyakum and a malacha deraisa, but makam any mitzvah is mutter. So the Bahag doesn't go that far. The Bahag only says shemisha writes itself he tiru. That's our Gemara. You do amir liyakum and a malacha deraisa. Not like those who say he's going to write in Arabic. It's going to be a shuz de shuz. Our Gemara goes amir liyakum and a deraisa. Amishum mitzvah smilu also. That's what he says. Because the Gemara says you would permit. The Gemara says an erev and daf samaches. You would permit the nachri to carry, even if it would have been a mishus arabim deraisa. Yeah, Taisus says that it's not true. Taisus says that the Gemara never said that. The Gemara says that to ask the Nochri to carry the warm water to bathe the baby before the bris milah is permissible. That Gemara in Erevin, because it was a chotzer sheinu mu'arevus. So the whole prohibition means that there was a fence around it. It was a rishus hayochid, but they forgot to put away the box of matzahs that should be on b'shutzvahs by everybody. Chotzer sheinu mu'arevus is only forbidden. Mitam takana shleim ha'melech, you're not allowed to carry. It's not a nisa derais. So that's what Taisa says. That's a shvuz de shvuz b'makam mitzvahs milo. And then Taisa is going to say later, they don't think, they hold that shvuz de shvuz is only mutter b'makam mitzvahs milo. They hold that it's not even mutter b'makam shah mitzvahs. That's what they quote the Ri. Vafilu yisuri de rabbanan amri shein lahatam mishum mitzvah acheres ayde nachri. Even a shvuz de shvuz, Taisa thinks you're only mater kagon lo'avi sefer darach kamalos k'day lilmad bodi. Davke milich, he gufa dochi shabish, that's what the Ri holds, that Shavuos the Shavuos is only mutter b'makom mitzvahs milah. You're not mater in others. We don't, in Shulchan Aruch, we don't pasken like that. We pasken like the other day, that appears in the Tosfos in Gittin Daf Ches. Much of this Tosfos appears there in Gittin, here there's a little more. Each Tosfos has, there's overlap, and then each Tosfos has a little bit more, you have to put them both together. So in Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is that Shavuos the Shavuos is mutter b'makom any mitzvah, not only by mitzvahs milah. So now the Tesis, in the beginning of the Tesis, they're disproving the Shita of the Baloiter, disproving the Shita of the Bahag. They say that Afilu b'makam mitzvahs milo. Afilu tzarach milo they have on the first line of the Tesis. Mashm perek adot lo shah milik lenachir. B'siur deraisa. What is it? Abayhuyinu kiddush tapich hamimei. They had hot water prepared in advance, but all the hot water spilled out. So they couldn't begin to bathe the baby before the bris milo. And that would be a suffix sakon. You don't do a bris. You don't have... Bismana said we don't have any problems. We use antiseptic. But Bismana Gemara, the practice was that you don't do a bris milo unless you bathe the baby in advance. The Kama, the Gemara says, Nishai le'ime, let's ask the mother, it's richo, if the mother needs hot water, nechem le'i, agav ime. What do you mean the mother needs hot water? What does the mother need hot water for? She wants a drink of the hot coffee on Shabbos. So a lot of cooked water? So if the mother feels that she'd like to have a cup of hot water, then we should cook a little extra. Nechem lei, we will warm up water for the baby, for him. Nechem lei, we'll heat up water for the baby also. Agav ime, we'll be marbe bishur. The mother only needs one cup of water for the coffee, so we'll fill up the kettle to the top. We'll give the mother her cup of coffee, and then we'll give the 90% of the water that's left over, we'll use to bathe the baby. What's going on over here? Mashma, the loy tzricha ime, if the mother does need a cup of water, lo shari, I feel like they nochri. We wouldn't permit it. And why do we permit it now? What's going on? Huh? Oh, so apparently we treat the mother as a chayla. We treat the mother as a chayla. What kind of a chayla? She yesh besakana, she ain't besakana. She wants a drink of hot coffee. What's the din? The first couple of days after the baby is born, the mother is considered a chayla she ain't besakana. And then she's considered a chayla she yesh besakana. Then after a couple of days, the mother is considered a chayla she ain't besakana. So we're talking over there, the bris milah is a milah bismana. Obviously, the baby was born there Shabbos. So the bris is taking place this Shabbos. So this Shabbos, what? This is, the Gemara says she has a status of a chayla. What kind of a chayla? She yesh besakana, she yesh besakana. For the first 7 days. Huh? She has a status of what? Chayu, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Tesam and Aleph on the first white line. Amri Nadoya, Chay means a Yoledis, a woman who gave birth. Gimel, Zayin, Valamit. The first 3 days has a special status. Baby was born on Shabbos, so Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. Zayin, the first 7 days has a special status, Valamit. Gimel, the first 3 days, Bein Omer, Tzvichane, Bein Omer, Loi Tzvichane, Mechal Alas, on Shabbos. The first 3 days, even if she says, I don't need anything warm, we should be Mechal Shabbos to give to take care of Tzorach Yachila. Zayin, the next 4 days, in other words, up until the end of 7 days, Amr Tzvichani Mechal Anasa Shabbos. Amr Loi Tzvichani E Mechal Anasa Shabbos. You consider her Chodesh She'esh B'Sakon. I don't know if it's necessarily true, the same din B'Zman HaZeh. They take prenatal vitamins, the postnatal vitamins, they're healthier than their husbands. The women are very healthy when they give birth. They're healthier than the doctor who delivers the baby because they take so much kiss. I don't know if all these heterim apply bismana. Pashto says this is bismana gemara. A woman had a baby. She was knocked out. She was lying in bed for 30 days. Little lamed yom. Lamed for the first 30 days. In other words, the 3 weeks after the first week. I feel lam tzuchan emachal asal shabbos. I will also my day armoy. Amir lenachri is mutter. Amir le'nachri is mutter until the end of 30 days. Why? Kida Omar, Kida Rabula, Breda Rabbi Loi, Omar called Tzorach Yachel, Nasan de Armoi, Bishalis, Rav Hamnuna, she's considered a chayla she'ein bo sakana till the end of the month. And the first week, she's considered a chayla she'esh bo sakana if she says tzricha ani. That's what the Gemara says in Shabbos. It's not necessarily true bizman hazeh, so it all depends. We should ask the doctors today. It's not going to be the same. So Nachamal, so what's the story here in Erevin? The Gemara says, let's ask the mother, Neshaile le'ime, eat tzricha. If the mother says, tzricha ani, the mother says that she needs it. So what's the din then? So we treat, what the mother says, I need a drink of hot coffee, otherwise I'm going to die. That's what she says. That's what she thinks. Please give me hot soup or I'm going to die. That's the pshat. Pshat is she feels chilly. Could you give me some hot soup or give me some hot water? The Pasha Pshat and the Gemara is like that. She's a Chayla Sheyesh Besakana, the Gemara says. But a Chayla Sheyesh Besakana, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos even on Shartza Rochim. That's what the famous Magen Mishnah. Mechaber in Hilchot Shabbos and Shin Chav Tes quotes this from the Magen Mishnah. If you have a Chayla Sheyesh Besakana, Chayla Sheyesh Besakana, so you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos.
It's after the 7th day.
That's a question. It's on the 8th day. So the question is whether the 7 days, Tesis has 2 days. The 7 days of the Yoledes are the Ace Le Ace. Let's say the baby was born Shabbos afternoon at 4 o'clock. And we're going to discuss doing the Bris Milah on Shabbos morning, right after the davening. 10:30 in the morning. They finish davening ready 10:30 in the morning. So we want to know, can we do the Bris Milah at 10:30? So this are the 7 days of the Yoledes, are they the Ace Le Ace? Or you say, no, it goes calendarically. That since the baby was born Shabbos afternoon, last Shabbos at 4 o'clock, so the 7 days on the calendar are up on Erev Shabbos. Once Shabbos enters, it's already the 8th day. When Shabbos enters, it's the 8th day calendarically for the purposes of Bris Milah. B'yamash minim o b'sar alosa. It's the 8th day for Bris Milah. So this is a machlekes harishon. So the Mechaber writes, I think in Hilchos Yom Kippur, maybe in Hilchos Shabbos, I forgot which one. He writes that the 7 days... He quotes the Trumas Hadeshim, that the 7 days are calendaric days. So if the baby was born on Shabbos, even though the baby was born 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we're talking Shabbos morning, a week later, 11 o'clock in the morning, it's considered the 8th day. So there's no Heter or Hamayoliyah. Other Rishonim disagree. It doesn't make any sense. Why should it depend on the calendar? If the Gemara says for 7 days, the woman, for the first 3 days, she's very much a Chayla Mesukan, Chodesh Yesh Mesakan, Afilo Amar Loi Tzvichani. We don't listen to her. The next 4 days of the first 7 days, she's a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, only if she says Tzvichani. So why should you say that status depends on the Yiddish calendar? That when it comes to Tzeis HaKacham of last Shabbos, that's the end of the first day. Even though she didn't have a full 24 hours. So other Rishonim, the Vilna Gaon disagrees, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Vilna Gaon disagrees with the P'sak and the Shulchan Aruch, and he thinks like the other Rishonim, Tzeis and Gittin, has this discussion.
Rabbi, if it's a chayla she'im u'sakana, she needs it now. Even if you don't understand Tesis, no.
So what's the story here? So the Tesis here is assuming that it's the 8th day. The Pashtas. Tesis is assuming that it's the 8th day. And she's not a chayla she'esh b'sakana. Even though it's 11 o'clock in the morning and the baby was born 4 o'clock in the afternoon, al-pidin is the 8th day. So on the 8th day, there's no heter for the Jew to be Mechal Shabbos. It's only Mutter Amir Liyakum. It's like the first 30 days. Amir Liyakum is Mutter. So Tosfos says, the Gemara never says it's Alidei Akum. Tosfos says later, other Balei HaTosfos learn it's Alidei Yisrael. But Tosfos says, it can't be. It's the 8th day. So what do they say? The Gemara says, Mashma. Afidu tzarech mila mashma perek hador in Erev and Daf Samaches the loshori amir lenachar b'yisur deraisa. How do you see Gabayunu ki yishtapach hamime? They had hot water prepared from before Shabbos and all the hot water spilled out. The Kalma, the Gemara says, Neshai leilime, let's ask the mother. If the mother says, Tzrichani, nechem lei agavime. Who's going to be nechem lei? So Tosfos assumes a davar pashut, a nochri, it's not a Jew. And some girsas have it, beforeish nechem lei nochri agavime. Other girsas don't have it, but they assume like that. Why is nechem lei nochri agavime? Because it's already considered the 8th day, like you tie it. It's the 8th day calendarically. So Alpidin is the 8th day. She's not a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana. But Amir Le'Nachri is Mutum Amakam Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana. Mashma, the Loi Tzvicha Ime, if the mother says, I don't need any hot water, Loi Shari Afilo Ayidei Nachri. Even though it's obvious that we're talking Ayidei Nachri. So why do you have to make a dreidel to do Agav Ime? So you see, Amir Le'Nachri is not Mutum Amakam on Shabbos B'Makam Mitzvah Smilo. You're not Matirin. Against the Baluiter and against the Bahag that they're going to quote later. Yesham shikas behedya nechem lei nochri agavime.
That's assuming Rivu Vashirim is the Rabbanon, no?
We'll see. L'chara mashma shelefnei amilo haya. The simple reading in the Gemara is that they needed hot water to bathe the baby before the bris. Right? Tzichem lechamime kidei lamula to enable the moel to perform the mila. V'lo shari afilo ayidei nochri ela agavime. Why is that? Why is the mutter agavime? the mother is a choyla she'em bo sakone, samir le nachri is mutter for the tzarchi achoyla, so you're allowed to ask the nachri to cook up some water. So amir le nachri, the issue is that I ask the nachri to do it. So if I ask the nachri to please cook a whole kettle full of water, since I have a heter for a little bit, so if I ask him to cook a whole kettle full, that doesn't make it a bigger aver. That's what it would appear in the Gemara. If I cook, let's say, if I'm cooking a kettle of water, because there's a chodesh yesh b'sakana, the doctor says he needs hot water, and the doctor says he needs one cup of hot water, and I'm going to cook a whole kettle full. So the Gemara says that that's not allowed. The Gemara says in Menachos, in the beginning of Perek Rav Yishmael, the first daf and the second daf in Perek Rav Yishmael, so the Gemara says, if there's a chayla mesukan and the doctor say he needs an orange, he needs a fresh orange, and someone has to pluck an orange off of a tree. So the Gemara says you have an option. If you pluck off one orange, that's one malacha. If you break off a branch, that's one malacha of kotzer. But if you break up a branch that has two oranges, so that on the second orange you had no heta. Even though it's one act of kotzer, but if you have marbe bishurim, that's the expression that the achronim coined over here. If you have ribu shiurim, marbe bishurim, so the Gemara says that's no heter. The heter pikoach nefesh was only on the first orange. There was no heter pikoach nefesh on the second orange. It doesn't say in the Gemara whether it's an isa derais and isa derabbanon. If you had a heter pikoach nefesh on the one orange, instead of pulling off one orange, you broke off a branch that has two or more oranges. So the Gemara says it's forbidden. That's not explicit in the Gemara whether that's an isa derais and isa derabbanon. The Gemara sounds like this saying that it's an isa derais. But it could be lamaskan or not. How do you see? Because the Gemara has a case like this. Let's say the doctor says this patient is a chayla mesukan. He needs two fresh oranges. So the Gemara says I have a choice of plucking off one orange and one orange bizach hazeh, plucking off two, or breaking off a branch that has three oranges. If you break off a branch, you're only doing one act of kotzer, but you have three oranges. This marbe bishur. If you pluck off separately two different oranges, so you don't have more than you needed. You have the exact amount that the doctor thinks you need two fresh oranges, but you've done two acts of katsira. So the Gemara is pilpling, which is worse? So the Gemara says, Vasra Shaila. Of course, plucking off two separate oranges is much worse than breaking off the branch. You're doing one act of katsira there. So how did the Gemara ever have a havamin in the first place to think that maybe you should pluck off two oranges separately rather than break off the one branch that has three oranges? You see, the Gemara thought that in the havamina, that marbe bishurim is an isa deraisa. So Gemara thought that maybe it's preferable to pluck off separately two oranges separately, as opposed to breaking off the one branch that has the three oranges. So in the Havamin, it's clear that the Gemara thought. The Gemara has this ibaya. On the Perek Rav Yishmael starts on Amud Beis. So this is the next daf, second daf in Perek Rav Yishmael, the end of Menachem. So the Gemara in the Havamin raised the possibility you should pluck off two separate oranges, as opposed to breaking off the one branch that has the three oranges. So the Gemara clearly thought, Nahavamin and Marbe Bishurim is an Isa Derais. But the Gemara comes to the conclusion that's ridiculous. Of course you break off the branch that has three, rather than pluck off two separately. So that's unclear once you get to the Maskana, where the Riba Bishurim is awesome in HaTorah on Shabbat, so it's only awesome in the Rabban. So that's a Machlek, Yisar Rishayim. The Ran in Beitzan, Daf Yud Zayin, quotes Machlek is between the Balei HaTesis and the Rashba. Where the Marbe Bishurim is an Issa Derais and Issa Derabban. What's over here, the Heter and the Gemara? This is a different story. What's over here? The Gemara says, if the mother is a Chayla She'em L'Sakon, and she says that she needs some warm soup, or she needs some warm coffee, so we're permitted to ask a Nachri. Amir, the Nachri is Mutar on behalf of a Chayla She'em L'Sakon, so we're permitted to ask a Nachri to heat up water for the mother, and then the Nachri is going to heat up. We'll tell the Nachri, cook up a whole kettle of water. So Liyolim, the Chol Shem B'Sakana, the Yoledis only needs one cup of coffee. So what's the heter to do Marbe Bishurim over here? Why is that permissible? To ask the Nachri outright to cook for the Tinoik, we don't allow Amir Nachri to enable Bris Milo. Tosis says against the Bahag and against the Baluita. But to ask the Nachri to be Marbe Bishurim, that's Mutter. Why? Why is that? So you want to say, one Hesber is, that if you assume Marbe Bishurim, the original amount of water, that's Mutta because Amir Nachri is Mutta by Chol Shem B'Sakana. The question is, but there's extra. We're encouraging him to cook extra. So some would want to say that Riba Bishurim, if you had a heter on the basic shear, to be Marba Bishurim is only Nisa de Rabbanan. So if it's Ayde Yakum, so that's a Shuz de Shuz B'Makam Mitzvah. And a Shuz de Shuz B'Makam Mitzvah by Mila for sure is Mutter. Taisa just has 2 days. What about a Shuz de Shuz B'Makam Shar Mitzvah? So the Ri over here says that B'Shar Mitzvah it wouldn't be Mutter. He thinks, I'm a Ri, Shein Lahatim B'Shar Mitzvah Acheres Ayde Nachri. Even to carry in the comments, we wouldn't allow. But shvuz the shvuz b'makam mitzvah by Milo, that says in the Gemara that is mutter. Gemara says that the warm water was down the block, and there was a chatz shenim urevis, so they asked the nachri to carry it. So that's the makkah, the shvuz the shvuz b'makam mitzvah smila is mutter. The Baha claims that it would have been mutter to carry even if it would have been in the Rishus HaRabim. L'haylach mibeso. He says there is no such Gemara that says about shvuz the shvuz b'makam mitzvah. He says to carry for the Amir Nachri is Mutter B'Makam Mitzvah's Mila, even if he's going to carry the Mishus Aram Derais. But we don't follow that Bahag, we follow Taisus. So that Gemara says, the Shuz B'Makam Mitzvah is Mutter. So that's one way to read this Gemara. We ask the mother if she needs, the mother's ready on the eighth day. That's the assumption. If the Bris Mila is on the eighth day, so if it's the calendarically it's the eighth day, so it's the eighth day, Legabi Mila, so it's the eighth day, Legabi the mother also. That point is sticky. The other Rishonim are going to disagree. We're going to heat up the water Ayidei Yisrael, not Ayidei Nachri. Because it doesn't really say in the Gemara Beferish. Yisram shekos bed yinechem le Nachri agavimei. That some gisses like that. But Tosfos says, others say it's not true. Others say that it's Ayidei Yisrael. They're going to get to it later. Those who say it's Ayidei Yisrael, they say even though it's the eighth day calendarically, but you calculate the 7 days are calculated in Neis Leis. So she had a baby 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Leah Shabbos. Until 4 o'clock this Shabbos afternoon, she's still considered a Choyle Sheyesh B'Sakana. If Amr Tzvichani, the first 3 days, she's considered Choyle Sheyesh B'Sakana, Afilo Amr Loi Tzvichani. The next 4 days, she's only considered Choyle Sheyesh B'Sakana if she says Tzvichani. So if she says Tzvichani, it's in the last 4 days of the first 7 days, so then a Jew can also cook up the water. So that's what the other Rishonim learn. But Tosfos doesn't learn like that. Tosfos says the whole thing is done Ayidei Nachri. And some have the Girsa Beferish like that. So Tosfos says, Mashma di lo tzvicha imei. If the mother wouldn't say she needs water, lo shara afil Ayidei Nachri. What if you hold that Marbe Bishurim is an Issa Deraisa? If you hold Marbe Bishurim is an Issa Deraisa, so you can say that we had a het there on Mir Lanachri on the basic amount for the mother, because that's Amir Lanachri, Mokam Chodeshem Misakone. And then we're going to ask the Nachri to cook up extras. So Riba Bishurim, when you had a hefter on the basic amount, Riba Bishurim is only an Issa de Rabbanon. So an Issa de Rabbanon, like the Akum, is the Shuz B'Makam Mitzvah. Yeah, that's very questionable. Very questionable. Tosfos later on thinks that Riba Bishurim, like the Yisrael, would constitute an Issa de Raisa. How do they know? Because the Gemara says, they quote from the Gemara Chulin, 5 lines from the bottom. Avalei nira da de Yisrael. Avalei nira. This is quoted, take a look, 6 lines from the bottom. Ul isvarm de lo garsi nachri, and those girsis there in Erev in Daf Samaches, that it doesn't say nechem le agavime ayde nachri. Some svarm had the ferish. Yesram shikas behedya nechem le nachri agavime. But the others don't have. Ul isvarm de lo garsi nachri, those that don't have that girsa, so there's a far out chance that you should say Nucha Laima Dalei Yisrael Kamar. V'Toch Shiva, how can it be Toch Shiva? It's the Yom Amila. Calendarically, it's the eighth day. The answer is like the Vilna Goyen holds like the Yisrishayim that you don't go calendaric 7 days. You go Meis Leis. So she until 4 o'clock on Shabbos afternoon, she's still considered Toch Shiva. V'Toch Shiva, it is Toch Shiva on the eighth day because it goes Meis Leis. The Mechal Malas Hashabbos Mamar Tzvichani. Can I mean a Perek Mefan? But Tosfos says they don't like it. Other Rishonim say that that's the Pshat. Nechem le Yisrael agavime. So what's the heter agavime? So you say since there was a heter pikoch nefesh for the first cup of coffee that the mother wants, then the rest is only marbe bishurim. Marbe bishurim is only nisa de rabbanon. So b'makam mila they were never goyim. So marbe bishurim is mutter. So Tosfos says that's ridiculous. Avaleinu nira cannot be. That pshat is wrong. Avaleinu nira cannot be that as Ayidei Yisrael. Ayidei Yisrael have also the harbis b'shul atinikid. I mean, in Perkam de Chulin, they prove in the Gemara Chulin. What do they prove in the Gemara Chulin? They proved that Mar B'Bishurim is an Issa Derais. You can't say Mar B'Bishurim is only an Issa Derabana. They hold that Mar B'Bishurim is an Issa Derais. That's a big machlex the Rashba in the Tosfos. How do they prove it from Perkam and the Chulin? The Gemara says there in Chulin, let's say there's a Choyle Sheyesh B'Sakana on Shabbos. So the doctor said he has to have warm chicken soup. He has to have warm food. So we do Amir al-Nachri, Choyle Sheyesh B'Sakana. So we ask a goy to cook for him. So what about the leftover food? So the patient eats the food, and he remains alive, fine. And then there's leftover delicious food. He didn't eat the whole amount. We cook. He had the guy cook an extra amount. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to. One who's a bari, a healthy person, is not permitted to eat the leftover. Maybe when the nochri is cooking the food in the first place for the patient, he sees the patient is surrounded with all of the members. He has 10 members of his family standing there in the hospital around the bed. So the nochri is cooking the food. May put in extra chicken. He may put in extra soup and have in mind, let all the other people eat it. So since you're choishish, gzeir Hashem yarba b'shvilai, if let's say hashechet l'chayla b'shabbos, if they shechted a chicken on Shabbos, they shechted a behemah on Shabbos because the doctor says he needs freshly geshechted a chicken. So they shech the chicken and they salt it and they cook it and they prepare it. So the Gemara says, Muta lebari biyumtsa. A healthy person is allowed to eat the raw chicken. If he wants to eat raw chicken, which Meshugan is going to eat raw chicken? Biyumtsa is going to, when you eat raw flesh, that's supposed to be cooked. When you eat raw apples, that's normal. You eat raw carrots in America, that's normal. You eat raw flesh, that's abnormal. So that's called lechol biyumtsa. To eat raw food that wasn't cooked. So, hashechet lechol b'shabbos. Shechita is one malacha. What are you going to say? Shemi Arba Bishvila? That's what the Rosh Hashanah says. But he may shech the fat chicken as opposed to a skinny chicken. So he says, but the fat chicken only has one neshama. It's the same Natilis neshama. It's a fat chicken, a skinny chicken. There's no added violation. There's no gzeir Shemi Arba Bishvila. So that's what the Gemara says. Hashech lechay lebishabis mutal lebari biyumtza. A bari is permitted to eat the raw food, not related to cooked food. But hamavasha lechay lebishabis, if someone cooked for the chay on Shabbos, also the bari, the healthy person is not allowed to eat the leftovers. What's left over from the after the chayla finished eating? Why? Because gzeir Hashem yarba b'shvila. The nochri may cook extra, but well, what's wrong is marba b'shurim. So you see, if riba b'shurim is only an isa derabanan, so you make isn't it gzeir l'gzeir? You don't allow the family members to eat the leftover soup or the leftover chicken that they cooked for the chayla. Because of the gzeir Hashem yarba b'shvila, the guy may have in mind to cook extra because he sees there's so many members of the family sitting around the chayla in the hospital. So what will be the great tragedy if he will be marba shurim? It's only an isa derabanan. So you make a gzeir l'gzeir. You don't allow me to eat the leftover food, the gzeir that the guy will cook extra. Even if he cooks extra, it's only an isa derabanan. So isn't it gzeir l'gzeir? So that's what Taisa sees. Kedamin perakam b'chulin. Their marbe b'shurim is an isa deraisa. So that's why they don't want to say this pshat. V'srom de lagarsi nochu nuchlam edaldei yisro komar. V'tech shiva. They reject the whole pshat, and when they throw out the whole pshat, they even throw out that it's tech shiva. They insist that it's the Yom HaShmini. Since it's the Yom HaShmini, for bris purposes, calendarically, it's the eighth day, so it's considered the eighth day, but to get to the status of Chodesh Eish V'Sakan, Eim V'Sakan. So that's not necessarily the accepted opinion. That's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber adopts the opinion of the Tosfos, and the Vilna Gaon adopts the opinion of these Svarim de lo Garsi. He holds that the 7 days should be counted meisleis, shouldn't be counted calendarically. So Nachum also, if you're going to hold the Mar B'Bishem Ri B'Bishem is Neisa Deraisa, so what does it help over here? Why is Eidei Nachri? Why does it make it a little better? You can't say that it's a Shvuz the Shvuz B'Makom Mitzvah. No. So the Evelt says, because in Amira the Nachri, it's one Amira. I'm going to fill up a kettle full of water, and I ask the guy, it's my Sabbath, I'm not allowed to do the Malacha, the woman is a Chayla, please cook this kettle of water. So the Nachri is going to cook the whole kettle of water. So it's one Amira the Nachri. It's one Amira the Nachri. Whether I'm going to fill up the kettle just to the extent of one cup of water, I'm going to fill up the kettle to the top. And I give it to the Nachri and say, please put this on the fire. I'm not allowed to. So since it's one Amir and Nachri, it's one Isser. There's no Isser of Riba Bishurim by Amir and Nachri. It's the Zelda Amir. It's one Amir. So that's how Tosfos rejects the opinion of the Baluiter and the Bahag. The Hasam, Taisis continues there. And there's six, let's see, one, two, three, four, the fifth line from the beginning of the Taisis. Hasam, and there in that same daft, there's another story. There are two stories, one after the other. Uvda de Le'el, in the previous story, the Ka'omar Gabi Yenuka, what does it say? The Ka'omar Rabba Gabi Yenuka Achrina, different, there was a story with a different baby. Name Alayla Nachri, the Naisi Migo Besa. Ask a Nachri to bring the warm water from one home to the other. It was a Chatz Shena Morebs. Hahu de Le'el, Isura de Rabbanan Havi. So why did we allow Amir and Nachri over there? So the Bahak says, yes, Amir and Nachri is Mutam and Makam Mitzvah's Mila. You're allowed to ask the Goy to carry me Besa. So the Tosha says they don't accept the Bahag. They say, Hasam. What do they say? Hahu de Le'el, Isura de Rabbanan Havi. Lahavi Dera Chatz Shela Yirvu. So it's Shvuz de Shvuz is Mutam and Makam Mila. And then they say it's only Mutam and Makam Mila. Afili Isura de Rabbanan, even Amir Liakman de Rabbanan, Amir Shen Lahatam Shem Mitzvah. Acheres, I did not recall how he saved our camelus today. Lilmad, but the Daf Gemila, the Higufa Dochi Shabbos, Shoy de Nachri Yisid de Rabbon. So that we don't pass like that line. We pass like Shvuz de Shvuz, Muta Bamaka Mitzvah, any Mitzvah. Then they quote the Bahag, and they say, Uli Devrehem, and according to the Bahag, Behuv de Bas with the Koman Dechem Lai Nachri Agavime, Uli Devrehem, and according to the Bahag, so the Gemara is the Chapela. Why does the Gemara say? You have to ask the mother. If the mother says she'd like a drink of hot coffee, then you can give a whole kettle full of water to the Nachri. If Amir the Nachri is mutar on a melacha deraisa in order to perform the bris milah. So what's the whole problem over here? Get a Nachri to warm up the water. Uli divreim, according to the opinion of the halachos gedolos, v'uv the bas in the second story, the Kamar, the Gemara says nechem le Nachri agavime. What's the problem? What do you need agavime for? Just ask the Nachri to cook the water. So Taisa says the story was lachamila havi. It was not kodem amila. It's not that they needed this hot water in order to bathe the baby, to prepare the baby for the bris. No, that would be muta without the mother. It was lachamila. Ula achash loisham. It was a week after the bris. If it will be right after the bris, the Gemara says a chodesh esh, but the baby is considered a chodesh esh b'sakana with respect to bathing the baby with warm water. We don't do that. The Mechaber writes we don't do that, but in the days of the Gemara they consider that a chodesh esh b'sakana, that if you don't bathe the baby with warm water after the bris, you're afraid of an infection. Already in the days of Rabbi Yosef Kara they didn't do that practice. Way before they stopped bathing the babies with hot water. We don't bathe the babies every day anyway. The Gemara says that on Yom Kippur usually you're not allowed to. Also, lachila biyadayim, you're not allowed to give non-kosher food to a little baby. Even kodesh yigil lechinoch. And it doesn't only apply in giving non-kosher food. To encourage a child to be mechal Shabbos is also not allowed. That's shalom lachila biyadayim. So the Gemara asks, so how are we permitted to bathe the babies on Yom Kippur? It's also lachila biyadayim. If rechitz is one of the chamisha inuyim, so how can we bathe a little baby on Yom Kippur? So the Gemara answers, Haina Revise. Since that's the normal way they used to bathe the babies every single day, in the days of the Gemara with warm water, you're allowed to bathe the baby on Yom Kippur also. In Shulchan Aruch it says that Bizman is that we don't bathe the babies. When the baby has a very dirty diaper and it's all over the place, then you got to bathe the baby. not so dirty, clean little baby. So you don't wash the baby every single day. So we don't wash the babies on Yom Kippur. Unless it turns out that it was necessary to. Then it's Mutah, Haina Revise. Then you're allowed to. Rabbi Natan, the Seif Ayosha quotes that some had a practice, some Hasidim had a practice, Tzadikim, Vasikim had a practice, they wouldn't feed the babies on Yom Kippur. Because also lachila biyadayim. You're only allowed, it's an Issa Derai, so also lachila biyadayim. Only if it's a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana. Only if you're afraid that the baby may die from not eating food. So the Rabbi Natan makes fun of it and he says that's ridiculous. The Gemara says in the end of Yuma, you're allowed to bathe the baby on Yom Kippur because the practice Bizmana Gemara was used to bathe the baby every single day. So whatever is normal in raising a child, that's not a problem. Some people have a shayla, some little infants, kodim shigil lechinoch, little babies are intolerant to lactose or whatever. So they have to give them some other formula. The formula has treifas in it. And there is no kosher formula. So there's no shayla, even if it wouldn't be a suffix sakana. The Gemara said, whatever is hainer avise. Whatever is normal, if it's a shayla chametz b'pesach, that's my shayla b'al yirah, b'ay matzeh. It's a shaila of getting hanor from Chametz Pesach. That's a more serious shaila. But if the shaila is only one all year long, the shaila is only one of osa l'achila b'yadayim, you're not allowed to feed non-kosher food to a baby, even kodesh she'gil achinoch. So whenever that's the normal practice, whenever the baby needs, a baby has a cold, so you give him whatever. What do they give? It's a tray. All the medications are all tray. I think they all have gelatin in them, whatever it is. So they're all trays, but if for babies, it's all mutter. For chodesh shem is hakana. If that's hainu revise, everything is mutter. For adults, it's a shayla. Or for kotna she'gil achinoch. The child understands what kashrus, what the concept of kashrus is. So then you got a more serious shayla. What do you do? Sometimes that'll be mutter too. But for a little baby, kodim she'gil achinoch, just a shayla v'asal achilim yadayim. So the Gemara says in the last parak in Yuma, whatever is normal in raising a baby, like feeding a baby a couple of times a day, that's zicha normal, and bathing the baby every day is also normal. So nochamal. So according to the Bahag, that Amir Lenachri is mutter b'makam mitzvahs milo, just like Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Amir Lenachri is mutter even on Nisa Deraisa. So what's the whole story? That they ask the mother whether she needs a drink of hot water, then if the mother needs, then we're going to cook extra, we're going to fill up a kettle full of water, give it to the Nachri, and ask the Nachri to cook the whole kettle. But if it's before the bris, you're allowed to ask the Nachri to cook water to enable you to do bris. Tess says, no, it was after the bris. After the bris. So the baby's a chodesh she'esh b'sakana. The Gemara says, you're allowed to cook the water yourself. So Tess says, it was after the bris, the day after. No, not on the same day. The day after also, the baby's till the first 3 days are up. Baby's also considered a pesachoyla she'esh b'sakana. Ted says, no, it's after 3 days. It's way after 3 days. The mother's still in the middle of the 30 days. It's a week after the bris. The mother's already 2 weeks into her. The mother's considered a chodesh she'esh b'sakana for a month. The baby is the first 3 days after the bris. It's all over. The baby's not a chodesh she'esh b'sakana. It's already 3 days after the surgery. The baby recovered from the whole bris meal already. So what's the head to the baby? What's the head to heat up water to bathe the baby? What's the head to? It's a shayla for Amir LeNochri. So that's what the Gemara says. Nechem le'agav imei. Ule derem. We were the basra in the second story there in Erevin. The comment, Nechem le'nochri agav imei. We should heat up water. Ayidei nochri, if the mother says she needs. The answer is, lachar amilahav is not to enable us to do the bris milah. To enable us to do the bris milah, we'll be asked the nochri outright. Heat up water for the baby, we've got to do a bris milah. After the bris, alacha shlosha, it's 3 days after, it's a week after the bris. The baby's perfectly fine, no problem with the baby. Alacha shlosha, karan shapi avlad yofe. But the mother has a status of a choylesha, ein bo sakona, till the end of the month. So if the mother says she needs, then we can be marbe b'shurim on behalf of the baby. But it's not at all the story, it has nothing to do with the bris, according to the Bahag. The way Tais said, ule derem, they're filling in how the Bahag read the Gemara. They says they don't like the other girsa. Then they have up a whole complicated kavachayim here. What do they say? Lefi halachas gedoyla is 4 lines from the bottom. They start a new paragraph. And according to the opinion of the halachas gedoyla, tvei islon lemishri ayde nochri yisur deraisa yisur derabban ayde Israel. There's more room to be makel that to ask a non-Jew to do an isur deraisa. The Bahag holds like that. Amir with a nochri and an isur deraisa is mutter to enable us to do the bris milah. But that a Jew should carry from a chotzer sheinim or revis, from one home to the other, a chotzer sheinim or revis, we would not allow. Kedemasi kasa mahayuvde, as the Gemara says in connection with this story, and they quote. This is a quotation from the Gemara. Lo shanim la men shvuz dis ben maisa shvuz deleiz ben maisa. That's the end of the quotation. Shvuz dis ben maisa means when a Jew is going to carry in a chotzer sheinim or revis from one bais to the other. So I'm doing the maisa. Shvuz deleiz ben maisa means the Jew is not lifting a finger. He's asking the nachri to do. So whenever you have a Shabbos goy, that's called the Shvuz Deleiz Beimaisa. The Jew is not doing anything. So that's the quotation from the Gemara. A Shvuz Deleiz Beimaisa, Amir LeNochri is Mutter according to the Bahag. Even on a Malacha, Teis doesn't like the Bahag. But they're saying, Lidivreihem, Lefi HaBahag. Lefi Diri HaBahag, Tvei Yislan HaMishra, Edei Nochri, Yisur Deraisim, Yisur Derabban, Edei Yisrael. Amir Lenachri is an Issa Derabbanan, but it's on a lower level. Not all Issa Derabbanan are on the same level. So Amir Lenachri is on a lower level than carrying an Achatz Hashanim Urabbis. So we would not be matir carrying an Achatz Hashanim Urabbis to enable one to do the Bris Milah, but we would be matir Amir Lenachri according to the Bahak. And the Masi Kosma, as the Gemara says there. The Gemara says, we paskin against Rav Blazer. Rav Blazer, how God will replace Ben Hurkinus holds that Machshir Emila Decha Shabbos. Rav Blazer holds that all Machshir, not only because he holds Machshir Emila Akimitzvah Mila. No, he holds Machshir Lulava Decha Shabbos, Machshir Matzah Decha Shabbos. If the first day Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you don't have a matzah tea, so you should go to the next door neighbor. There is no next door neighbor. He's all alone in Alaska. So the Rav Blazer holds you allowed to bake a matzah on Shabbos. Machshir matzah decha Shabbos. It's not because machshir ma kegufa mitzvah. Kegufa mitzvah. There is no chilas Shabbos involved in achilas matzah. There is no chilas Shabbos involved in achilas lulav. It's not that machshir lulav decha Shabbos. The Gemara says according to Rav Blazer, you allowed it mid rabbanon. You don't shake lulav at all when Sukkos falls out on Shabbos. Even when the first day falls out on Shabbos, you don't shake lulav because we're afraid someone's going to carry in the street. But on the level of their ice. Rav Blazer holds, not only are you obligated, not only permitted and obligated to shake a lulav on the first day Sukkos, you're allowed to cut off the yestrik from the tree and cut off the lulav from the tree if need be. Machshire lulav adecha Shabbos. You're allowed to bake the matzah on Shabbos. If the first day Pesach on Shabbos, machshire matzah adecha Shabbos. Machshire everything, machshire Sukkah. Machshire all the mitzvahs adecha Shabbos. Even though the mitzvah itself is not adecha Shabbos. That's not the machshire adinam kegufa mitzvah. So just like the Gufa Mitzvah is Decha Shabbos and the Machshirim are also Decha Shabbos. No, it's a special hat. He learns that from Psukim. Machshirim are also Decha Shabbos. The Gemara just has the two exceptions to the rule, are Mezuzah and Tzitzis. Those two are not Decha Shabbos. Otherwise, they all the Machshirim are Decha Shabbos. So we don't pass like Rav Blazer. So they quote from the Gemara. V'armin an perek Rav Blazer demila. The Gemara said, Beferish, Kishem Shem Yivim Dach Shusar Rabim. We don't pass like Rav Blazer, not only on the level of the Raisa, that you're not allowed to carry a knife. Rav Blazer says, if need be, the Moel was allowed to carry the knife in the street to violate a Hoitzor de Raisa in order to enable him to do the Bris Milah. We say not allowed to. That's Machshir Emilu, Shev Shalasis Mabod Yom. Machshir Emilu, Sheev Shalas Mabod Yom, Adrecha Shabbos. We do it all the time. The Moel always probes, means that he separates the Orla from the Gid. So when he separates before he does the Bris. When he separates it, there is a little bleeding over there. So that may be a melacha derais. But if you do the probing, if you separate the orha orla on Erev Shabbos, it's probably going to stick back again overnight. It gets sticky. It collects a lot of gook over there. It's going to get sticky. You're going to have to repeat it again on Shabbos anyway. So that's what the Gemara says, Aloshin. The Gemara doesn't say, Machshirim el anad decha Shabbos. The Aloshin is, Machshirim el she'ef shalasas medod yom anad decha Shabbos. That probing, when they separate the Or Horla from the Gid, that's a Machshir Emele Shiyab Shalasin's Bod Yom. So that's we allow. So that's the Loshan HaGemar. Kishem Shem Yivim Derech Rishu Sarab. Just like we paskin against Rav Blazer, we don't permit anybody to carry the knife in the Rishu Sarab Deraisa. Kach Mivim Derech Gagas Chatzeres V'Karpifos. We don't allow you to carry in the Chotz Hashenim or Revis either in order to allow one to do, in order to enable one to do the Bris Milah. But the Baha'ak holds Amir al-Nachri is mutas. He says, yeah, Amir al-Nachri is a lower level of it than Isid Rabbanon. That's called an Isid Rabbanon, the Leiz Bei Maisa. And if I'm going to carry an Achot Shoshenim or Revis, that's called an Isid Rabbanon, the Leiz Bei Maisa. So they say, the Dibri HaBaha'ak, the two levels of Isurim Rabbanon. The other Rishonim interpret the Gemara differently. The other Rishonim say, it's a Shvuz, the Shvuz B'makam Mitzvah. That's how Tesis interprets. Don't you distinguish between Shvuz de Maisa and Shvuz de Leiz Bei Maisa? If you have Amir le Nochri and Achot Shenim or Rebbe, that's a Shvuz de Shvuz B'makam Mila. But if you have that the Jew himself is going to carry an Achot Shenim or Rebbe, that's only one Shvuz. So that's how Sharishan, that's how Tesis learns. That the Gemara means to say, Shvuz de Leiz Bei Maisa, Shvuz de Leiz Bei Maisa makes it into a Shvuz de Shvuz. But according to the Bahag, you don't need that it should be a Shvuz de Shvuz. A shvuz de leiz bei maisa means amir le nachri is mutter v'makam mitzvahs milo. But that the Jew himself should violate the carrying in a chatz shenim or revis, that's the shvuz de leiz bei maisa, we would not distinguish. So the Bahag learns that Gemara is distinguishing between two different isurim de rabbanon. Taisis themselves, now the Gemara is distinguishing between a one shvuz and a shvuz de shvuz. A shvuz de shvuz is mutter v'makam milo, or perhaps v'makam shah mitzvahs as well. What does Taisa say? Bahayinir mitoch halochas gedolos. According to the Bahag, it should come out the following: Lahatir biyom sheni afilo shel Rosh Hashanah, lasis kol tzorchei hamila. Taisa is going to build up a whole kavachayma. What are we going to say? Then Machshirei Mila Adecha Yantav Sheni even Rosh Hashanah. Wow. According to the Bahag, how they going to prove this? If you accept the Bahag's premise, which we don't accept, Tosfos is not accepting it. But they say if one would have accepted it, then it should come out. Mitoch divrei halachas gedolos lahate b'yom sheni afilu shel Rosh Hashanah. Yantav sheni shel Rosh Hashanah is more chomer than other yantav shenis. L'mayinav kemina, it's a yom arichto. The Gemara calls it kedusha achas. Rashi calls it yom arichto. L'mayinav kemina, so the Gemara says a yantav sheni shel golius refuah is muta. If you have a cholesh, a bori with a mechesh balma. So we say refu is mutig. Mar even says sometimes we're allowed to do isurim derabbanan. But leaving out isurim derabbanan, we assume taking pills. A yantav sheni shel galius is muta. But yantav sheni shel Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says is not muta. That's the top line in the Tosfos. Yantav sheni is asked by Yisrael, afilu b'yantav sheni shel Rosh Hashanah. Right. Kfuras Ames is Muta Yantav Sheni Shel Golis, even the second day Rosh Hashanah. So what's going to be there? Kal v'chaimah, not hamol. By near mitoch lo zdal hatam yam shen afilu Rosh Hashanah las is called tzarcha emila fil lichre seitzim las is barzel. The blazer holds like that. You're allowed to break off branches if you don't have a knife to perform the bris milah, and the baby was born last week on Shabbos, today's a milah bismana. So not only are you allowed to be mechal Shabbos to do the actual milah, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos to manufacture a knife. How? Lichras eitzim, to break off branches from a tree, in order to make a fire, in order to melt metal, in order to manufacture a knife, and then to carry the knife. This is your manufacturing the knife over here. This is going to be over there, the other end of the city. So then you're going to carry the knife from this location to that location. Kimichal Shabbos, all the Reb Leizer holds, you're allowed to do this if it's necessary when there's a meal of bismana on Shabbos. So Tosfos says we don't pass like Reb Leizer, but a yantav sheni shel golius even Rosh Hashanah. According to the Bahag, it should come out that all of the Machshir and Mila Decha Shabbos. Why? Nachamal, why? What's the Kal V'chaimer? Shaharei, here goes the Kal V'chaimer. Shaharei, Meis, Dolo Shar Likvai, De Nochri. Amir Eliakim, to bury a Meis on Shabbos is not allowed, as it says in Rosh Hashanah Dav Chav. That's Mishum Meisaya, that we don't allow Rosh Hashanah to fall out lo adu rosh. Why? So one is because of Hashanah, Rabbi shouldn't fall out on Shabbos, and the other two because we don't want Yom Kippur to fall out on Friday or Sunday, because it's going to be 2 days in a row, Mishum Meisayah. There'll be dead bodies and won't be able to bury. So bury Aydei Akum. So they say it's Muchach. Muchach Perkam Dor Hashanah. You're not allowed to bury Achil Aydei Akum both on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur. Okay. Afilu Ha'av Yamidim Perkam Adi Beitz Adav Bob Yom Tushen Yisaz Kriso. On Shabbos, we're not allowed even on Amir Eliakim to bury a mace. But on Yantav Sheni, even on Yantav Sheni Rosh Hashanah, we even allow the Jews to do the Kvura. Even Yantav Sheni Shol Rosh Hashanah, we allow it. So Kol Shkein Mila, the Shari Ayidei Nochri Yisur Daraisa B'Shabbos. So if on Shabbos we permit Amir Eliakim Nochri to cook the water or to carry the knife or whatever it is, according to the Bahag, Kidd Pirish Balachas Gedoilois, Mishari Nami Aydei Sobi Antam Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah. What happened over here? What was the Kal V'chaimer? On Shabbos, Nachamo? On Shabbos, we don't allow Amir the Nochri to bury the mace. On Shabbos, we don't allow Amir Lenochi to bury the mace. And on Yantav Sheni, we allow even Ayidei Yisrael. So therefore what? So if Amir Lenochi is mutter to do Bris Milah, on Shabbos, according to the Bahag and the Balu Iter, so it should be a Kal V'chaimer that to do the Machshire Milah should be mutter Ayidei Yisrael, even on Yantav Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah. Was it a Kal V'chaimer? I don't get the whole Kal V'chaimer. We don't pass in the whole thing. We don't pass in like the Bahag. But they're saying, Lefi Divrei Bahag. Then they're going to shlug them. They ain't the Kal V'chaimer. They're going to rip the whole thing apart. But I didn't even get the Kal V'chaimer in the first place, what it was. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. We've got to work on this Kal V'chaimer. take a look the next Gemara. We'll try to go right there.